Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrrh, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrrh Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
If you're like me, when you heard that, you at least smiled, and maybe you laughed out loud. This is a sound made by a stuffed toy that a friend gave my dogs for Christmas. It's a koala bear. Now, whether koala bears actually make a noise like that, I don't know. I kind of doubt it. As soon as I heard it, I thought of little kids laughing. And then when I realized, obviously, this wasn't a stuffed child, but a koala bear, well, maybe it was some other animal found down under, like a kookaburra. Sad to say, right now, I'm drawing a complete blank regarding what a kookaburra is, but I'll look it up. But I do remember the song from grade school about kookaburra sitting under the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush is he. Laugh, kookaburra gay your life must be. So for all I know, a kookaburra and a koala are the same thing. But getting back to the laughter of this little toy. My dog, Fricka, loves this toy. And I think she loves it for the same reason I do. It reminds her of my grandkids. And she loves them. And she loves playing with them. And so when I saw her running through the house with the toy and squeezing it to make it laugh, I wondered what some people would say. Would they say that I shouldn't be doing this? That I was encouraging my dog to attack children? That, in turn, made me wonder whether this would be a good toy to accustom dogs to the sound of kids, get them used to it. But what if the child attacked the toy and shredded the toy to get at the squeaker? I guess that would depend on whether or not the dog shreds all of his or her toys to get at the squeaker. When my mind started moving in that direction, I realized just how complicated our lives with dogs had become. Dogs and kids used to be pretty much like peanut butter and jelly. Kids who didn't like dogs stayed away from them, and dogs who didn't like kids stayed away from them too. So it wasn't that big of an issue. But now we worry. We obsess. Some of us have absolutely zero tolerance for dogs around kids. We hear a child laughing and we see a dog and some of us cringe. We absolutely cringe. Oh my God, what's going to happen? What's that dog going to do? Is that dog looking at her funny? And it's the same message we pass on to our pets. That's unfortunate. Certainly most emphasis is placed on the relationship between dogs and kids, but the same is true with cats and kids. Are they apprehensive, or do they enjoy them? Do they hang around them? Are they curious about them, or are they afraid of them? Yes, we want to pay attention. Yes, we want to make sure that both our children and our animals are properly introduced to each other and that they know how to behave around each other. I don't believe in bomb-proof dogs or cats any more than I believe in bomb-proof children. And anyone who believes that they can say with 100% certainty, my animal or my child would never do this or that, or always will do this or that, is either naive or incredibly inexperienced. We're always responsible for what our animals do. We're always responsible for what our children do. And when animals and kids are together, we're responsible for making sure that what happens to them is the most positive experience for both. So in the meantime, I love to hear that sound. It reminds me of my grandkids and my kids playing with all of the different animals we've had over the years. I love it. I consider it a celebration. But I also know it's not a given. It's a gift that as a parent and a grandparent and a responsible pet owner, I've worked hard to ensure. But for me personally, thinking of how much joy I've gained from those interactions, it's more than worth it.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.